as individuals, and as a generation of believers. Hear me while I speak a parable. There was a certain great man who, before starting out on a long journey to another country, called all his trusted servants before him and delivered into their hands all his goods. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. And so on down through the entire group of honored stewards. To each he entrusted his goods according to their several abilities, and then he set out on his journey. When their lord had departed, his servants set themselves at work to gain profits from the wealth entrusted to them. Immediately he who had received 5 talents began to trade with them and very soon had made a profit of another 5 talents. In like manner he who had received 2 talents soon had gained 2 more. And so did all of these servants make gains for their master except him who received but 1 talent. He went away by himself and dug a hole in the earth where he hid his lord's money. Presently the lord of those servants unexpectedly returned and called upon his stewards for a reckoning. And when they had all been called before their master, he who had received the 5 talents came forward with the money which had been entrusted to him and brought 5 additional talents, saying, "Lord, you gave me 5 talents to invest. And I am glad to present 5 other talents as my gain." And then his lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will now set you a steward over many. Enter forthwith into the joy of your Lord." And then he who had received the 2 talents came forward, saying, "Lord, you delivered into my hands 2 talents. Behold, I have gained these other 2 talents. And his Lord then said to him, "Well done, good and faithful steward. You also have been faithful over a few things, and I will now set you over many. Enter you into the joy of your Lord." And then there came to the account he who had received the 1 talent. This servant came forward, saying, "Lord, I knew and realized that you were a shrewd man and that you expected gains where you had not personally labored. Therefore was I afraid to risk aught of that which was entrusted to me. I safely hid your talent in the earth. Here it is. You now have what belongs to you." But his lord answered, "You are an indolent and slothful steward. By your own words you confess that you knew I would require of you an accounting with reasonable profit, such as your diligent fellow servants have this day rendered. Knowing this, you ought, therefore, to have at least put my money into the hands of the bankers that on my return I might have received my own with interest." And then to the chief steward this lord said, "Take away this 1 talent from this unprofitable servant and give it to him who has the 10 talents.